The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 9th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the novel The Graduate, Charles Webb. Born in San Francisco, 1939, grew up in Pasadena to a wealthy family, wrote The Graduate in the poolside bar of the Pasadena Huntington Hotel, basing it loosely on his own experience. He'd been attracted to the wife of a friend of his parents. The book was published when he was 24 years old. 45 years later, Webb finally published his sequel to The Graduate. It was called Homeschool. In the sequel, Benjamin and Elaine are fighting local authorities for the right to homeschool their children, and Benjamin is forced to turn to Mrs. Robinson for help, and she seduces the local principal. It was on this day, 1870, Charles Dickens died at the age of 58. He had a stroke the day before, fell off his chair at the dinner table, though he'd been eating a good dinner after a full day of work on his latest novel. Charles Dickens, who said, "This is a world of action and not for moping and droning in." It's the birthday of the composer Cole Porter, born in Peru, Indiana, 1891. Author of a great many hit shows and hit songs, including Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love, You're the Top, Night and Day, and also the lyric, "Some like the bop-type refrain, I'm sure that if I heard even one riff, it would bore me terrifically too, but I get a kick out of you. Some, they may go for cocaine, I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too, but I get a kick out of you." He was gay, but he married a close friend, the socialite Linda Thomas, to keep up appearances. He was in a serious horseback riding accident in 1937. One of his legs was terribly injured. He was a vain man, Cole Porter, and so he refused to have his leg amputated, and he had to live with terrible pain for many, many years. Finally agreed to amputation, but became depressed afterward, couldn't write, and died a few years later in 1964. And today is the birthday of the man who wrote a famous sonnet about aviation, John Gillespie McGee, born in Shanghai, China, 1922. His parents were American missionaries. He had a scholarship to Yale, but he enlisted in the Air Force. Instead, he was sent to combat duty in England. And he wrote a sonnet, High Flight, sent it to his parents on the back of a letter. He said, "I am enclosing a verse I wrote the other day. It started at 30,000 feet and was finished soon after I landed." About 3 months later, he died in a plane crash. His sonnet was widely copied, distributed, and all first-year cadets at the United States Air Force Academy are required to memorize it and to recite it. Here's our poem for today, High Flight, by John Gillespie McGee. Oh, I have slipped the surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter-silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds and done 100 things you have not dreamed of, wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up, up the long, delirious, burning blue, I've topped the windswept heights with easy grace, where never lark nor even eagle flew. And while with silent, lifting mind I've trod the high, untrespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand and touched the face of God. High Flight by John Gillespie McGee. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. and by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Produced by Ella Shavonik and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.